بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. The next chapter is on the bread of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what type of bread did he eat? And the chapter after that is on the curry. What type of curry did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have? Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that till the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family never ate a full stomach of bread made out of barley for 2 consecutive days. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever bread was made out of barley, he would prepare it, and the quantity was so little there would be nothing left over. There was not enough to fill the stomach. Also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to have guests, and the Ashab al-Sufa were the permanent guests of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Ashab al-Sufa were those special Sahaba who dedicated their life in learning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would sit right outside the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they used to learn all day and night. And they were the guests of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he received anything, he would always share it with the Ashab al-Sufa. And the reason why they're called the Ashab, or the companions of the Sufa, because there was a platform in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was raised. And that's what Sufa means, a raised platform. So this is where the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, this is where they used to station. Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ate food from a table, nor from a small plate, nor was his bread ever thin. Yunus radiallahu anhu, once he asked Qatada that what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put and eat his food on? And he replied, on a leather dastakhan, as it mentions, or a leather mat. He used to sit on the ground, and this is what he used to have when he used to eat his food. Muraqqaq rahimahullah says, I went to Aisha radiallahu anha. She ordered food for me and began saying, I never eat a stomach full, but feel like crying, then I do cry. Musa rahimahullah asks, why do you feel like crying? Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, I remember that condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on which he left us for the next world. I swear by Allah that he never filled his stomach twice in one day with meat or bread. So this was the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he mentions in one hadith that عَرَضَ عَلَيَّ رَبِّي لِيَجْعَلَ بَطْحَاءَ مَكَّةَ ذَهَبًا فَأَبَيْكَ فَقُلْتُ لَا يَا رَبْ أَجُوعُ يَوْمًا وَأَشْفَعُ يَوْمًا إِذَا جِعْتُ تَضَرَّعْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَسَأَلْتُكَ وَإِذَا شَبِعْتُ حَمِدْتُكَ وَشَكَرْتُكَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he offered to me that, O my beloved, if you want all of these mountains of Mecca, I can turn them in gold for you. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, فَأَبَيْكَ فَقُلْتُ لَا يَا رَبْ. He said, no, O Allah, I don't want that. أَجُوعُ يَوْمًا وَأَشْفَعُ يَوْمًا. O Allah, rather, I would like to stay hungry one day, and I would like to eat one day. إِذَا جِعْتُ تَضَرَّعْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَسَأَلْتُكَ. The day I stay hungry is the day when I ask you for your bounties and your favors. وَإِذَا شَبِعْتُ حَمِدْتُكَ وَشَكَرْتُكَ. And the day that you give me something to eat, O Allah, then I show gratitude for those, the favors that you have given me. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. The subhanAllah, all of those mountains of Mecca, they could have been gold. What would we do in that position? Oh Allah, only Mecca, what about Medina? We never get satisfied. SubhanAllah, the amount of things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, what do we learn from this hadith? That when we don't have something, we ask Allah to grant us that. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, then it is our responsibility, our duty towards Allah, that we show gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. In fact, today we're going to be reciting those ayahs which talk about Qarun. Inna Qaruna Fir'aun wa Haman. About Qarun and Fir'aun and Haman. That what type of people they were. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about them. And what type of pride they had. And subhanAllah, they felt that it was their wealth. It was their wealth, it was their understanding, it was their knowledge, it was their ability that they had everything because of what they possessed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in Quran al-Kareem that this was just a dream of theirs. It was just a dream of theirs. That this is what they felt, but in reality it all belonged to us. Namrud in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, similar to Fir'aun in the time of Musa alayhi salam, he made this claim that people worship me. He claimed to be Allah, na'udhu billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made him an example for people to understand. He made, subhanallah, an insect go inside his ear. And from his ear, this insect went up to his brain. And as it went up to his brain, it started to bite on his inside his head. And there's nothing that he could do about it. There's no way he could itch. He wants to itch. It's bothering him, continuously bothering him. And subhanAllah, you know, he's scratching his head, but nothing's happening. And he's trying and he's banging his head, but he's feeling no relief. Finally, he tells someone that, why don't you tap me on the head? Someone starts tapping him on the head, but he has to instruct him, tap me harder. So they start tapping him now, they're not even tapping him, rather these same people who they used to worship him, they're hitting him on his head. And that person, as he would stop hitting him, he would get upset, that why did you stop? He said, I'm tired. So what happened? People used to line up over there and they used to wait to hit the king on the head. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made an example for people that this is what you want, that you want to show people that you are that great. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraced him, that in his own palace, those same people that used to worship him are now lining up to hit him on his head so he can feel comfortable, so he can feel relieved. And subhanAllah, finally one person out of that, he said, you know, a couple of days went by and they're hitting him on the head every single day. And as soon as they stop, he gets upset. One person, he got upset. He said, this is, you know, too much. We're just wasting our time. What type of person is he? Let's just get rid of him. So instead of hitting him on his head, that said he was done for. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes people understand. That it is nothing of our own ability. Everything that we possess, everything that we have, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day we realize that is the day when we actually will show gratitude towards Allah. But until we don't realize that, we will always feel that it's because of my own understanding, because of my own ability, because of my own strength. And if we have that feeling, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in Quran al-Kareem about those people who felt like that in the past and what was their outcome. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being amongst those people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really give us the ability of showing gratitude towards the bounties and the favors of Rabbul Alameen subhanahu wa ta'ala. قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات. أذكر دعوة الحمد.